The first Gemara that we learned this morning was Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. Betchila, and we read it again from a 1522 Italian Gemara. The Gersa was, Betchila, Kala Imer li raid la, ani kaifsei venoisnei lefnei ari. Ata, Kala Imer li alemi mena, ani matel olav kumkum shal chamen. If you look in a Gemara that was printed more recently, the Gersa is just the opposite. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, Betchila, Kala Imer aleila, ani kaifsa venoisnei lefnei ari. Ata, Kala Imer li leirid mi mena, ani matel olav kumkum shal chamen. The truth is that if you take a look at Rashi already, you see, was struggling a little bit in terms of what the proper Gersa of the Gemara was. Rashi, in fact, brings two pshatim. Had to learn posh pshat in the Gemara. And these two pshatim are very interesting because they're not nuanced pshatim, but they're like mamish from sea to shining sea. As a matter of fact, one of Rashi's two pshatim is a very lamdisha inyan. Another one of Rashi's pshatim is a very agadita digga inyan. Now we went with Rashi's second pshat, which is the more agadita digga inyan. And that is, Rabbi Shua ben Prachya was saying that I used to be a bereich min agdula, but once I fell into it and I was tying it a little bit, now if somebody tries to take me down, he better be careful because he's going to be literally hit with a kumkum shalchamin over his head. So you better look in your rear view mirror to make sure I'm not coming for you, right? That's basically what Rabbi Shimon Prachi said. And of course, the backstory, like Rashi speaks that, is Rabbi Shimon Prachi was the Nasi, Kiyudua, and it's for that reason Rabbi Shimon Prachi is someone who, from experience, is talking about, you know, how exactly his relationship with the Nasius evolved over time. But before Rashi brings this pshat, he brought a first pshat. The first pshat is completely different. Rabbi Shua ben Prachya was actually going back to the Mishnayos and the sugyas, the shveris sugyas, of the last few dafin, where if somebody says Harei Olai Oila versus Harei Zu Oila, Betchila Kala Oimer Aleila, not Aleila, ascend to this podium and to this pedestal and to this gedula, but if somebody would say Oila Alai, not Aleila, but if somebody would say Harei Olai Oila, because of the fact that when you say Harei Olai Oila, you're Mekabel Achrayas, and because of the fact Toiv Asher Loi Sidor Me Asher Sidor V'Loi Seshalem, which is a sugya arucha mesech nesedarm. Oh, and by the way, it's also tomorrow's daf. Chulin daf beis features very, very prominently this inyan of a person is not supposed to make a neder. So because of the fact that when a person makes a neder, he's mekabel achrayis, and it's chal ochiv, akar kafte de gavre, to make sure he's going to fulfill it. So it's for that reason, if somebody would say, Aleila or Oila Olai, and he koifsoi venoisnoi lefnei ari, I would be very upset at him. Now already I have a different mahalach towards it. But it was related to that sugya ayin sham. If you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos tells us the rest of the story. Tosfos says, V'rabbeinu Kloinimus, this is in the middle of the last Tosfos on Kuf Tes Amid Beis, Aviv shel Rav Meshulam. Rabbeinu Kloinimus, who was the father of Rav Meshulam, he gia Koloshin Sheini. He was magia, like the second pshat. You see, this was such a tumult, what the right pshat in this Gemara is. So he was magia, Koloshin Sheini, B'shas P'tirasai, at the time that he died, V'hasoifer ta'a ben alei lo'oilo. And he said that the Sefer made a mistake between the word Alei to the word Oila, and he fears Ois v'shloisha dvarim higia, that this Reb Kloinimus Aviv Shor Rabbeinu Meshulam was magia three things, ki mipi nevua b'shas p'tirasai, and it was like a nevua. See, he was lying on his deathbed, and then all of a sudden, mamash, as if he had a revelation, he said, there's three things that have to be magia in shas. And it was magia one, and the other, and the other, and Tosfos goes and even mentions what the others were, but one of them is this Gemara. It's so interesting, by the way, this was mamash not planned, that we started the Gemara with a 1522 shas that has a third gersa, but you see how faplunter this gersa was. Stock of fascinating. But the bottom line is that that was this idea that Rabbeinu Kloinimus Aviv Shel Rav Meshulam was Magia B'Shas P'tirasai, it was K'mipi HaNevuah. I saw Rabbi Reuven Margolis in his Netzut Sayar. He says that here you have one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Kloinimus Aviv Shel Rav Meshulam, he's on his deathbed, and all of a sudden he had this Ruach Nevuah to be Magia three things. He says it's Pashit, that the Tzushtal to this is that you find different places in Shas, but the Gemara says different Tzadikin. B'Shas P'tirasan, all of a sudden, they were overwhelmed by some Nevuah. He quotes three Gemaras. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Yad Aleph Amar Aleph, Shmuel HaKotan Amar B'Shas P'tirasoy, Shmuel HaKotan Seh B'Shas P'tirasoy, Shimin V'yishma L'charava, V'chavroy L'ktara, V'shar Amal Abiza. He literally started making predictions and prognostications about what was going to take place in the future. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, Kishcholu Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnasu Talmidav Etzloi, Omer Lehem, Chama Aza Yesh Ba'olam. Right, Eliezer felt something. He quotes the Gemara Kedushin, Ayin Be'ez Amar Aleph, Ayin Shom. Truth is, this is an Indian that we've spoken about many times over the years. V'zois HaBroch HaShaberach Moshe. When did he do it? It was Lefnei Moshe, that Barbanel has a whole Arichas in the beginning of Parashas V'zois HaBroch, that it was Daiko Lefnei Moshe, because Lefnei Moshe, a person has a certain Ruach Nevuah. He taps into a certain Indian. He says, that's why Yitzchak Avinu gave his Brachas Lefnei Moshe. That's why Yaakov Avinu gave his Brachas Lefnei Moshe. Yaakov Avinu Lefnei Moshe, he said, hey, Asfu, right? What's going to happen? It was Daikol of Nei Moshe, because that's when he came to this Ruach Nevuah that a person's able to come to. We've said over many times, Zayar Kaddish says, Kloirani Adam Vachai. A person can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live, but once he's about to die, at that point he already could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bottom line is, this is an Indian that we Meirich, Rabbi Yehuda Weiss, in the beginning of Parshas V'zayis HaBrocha, that's Peshat in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchas Tumas Saras, where the Kesef Mishnah says that if somebody says something B'Shas P'tirasa, it's Begeda Terud L'B'Shamayimi, because at that point it's a Bechin of Nevuah, because he's tapped in already to this Grace Inyan. The bottom line is, this is another Maramachim. Tosfos tucked away here in the end of Menachas Kuftes Amid Beis, L'Shoyna Yazov Shal Tosfos, that Rabbeinu Kloinimus Aviv Sharam Meshulam Igia, Koloshin Sheini B'Shas P'tirasa, the shloisha dvarim igia ki mipi nevuah, that he was zoicha to azam mipi nevuah right at the time of his patira.